Speaker Harwell enjoying the job. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The first woman to be named as Speaker of the House of Representatives in Tennessee is Beth Harwell, and she just completed leading the first session of the 107th General Assembly, and she was presently surprised how the year went.
It's an awesome responsibility. There is a little more responsibility even than I thought that there was going to be, so I'm learning even still. I think I've been pleasantly surprised with the cooperation that has existed between the Democrats and the Republicans in the House, because as I've said many times, we really do rise above regional differences and partisan differences to do the right thing for the state, and that's a good thing for all of us.
Speaker Harwell, the longtime serving Republican from Nashville, says she was encouraged by the amount of work she and her colleagues got done in such a short amount of time this year, and keeping the state's budget balanced was a challenge given the still tough economic times.
And, you know, it's often difficult to make over $1 million worth of cuts in time. It is a lot to ask us to do, but one of the things I admire is that actually we don't adjourn until we have balanced that budget, and that's a good thing. Being the lowest debt state in the nation, that's something for all of us to be proud of, and as I've said, that doesn't happen easily. That takes some work. So I'm pleased with all the Democrats and Republicans both that serve on the Finance Committee, that we all work so well together and we're able to do that for all Tennesseans.
Speaker Harwell says one of her key objectives since taking a seat in the General Assembly has been to help improve our education system in Tennessee and therefore helping to improve our economy even more.
It's what industry looks at, believe it or not. I mean, yes, they want a low tax state and we are that. But the second question out of most of their mouths is, how well is your education system? Because we have got to have a well-educated workforce for the next generation. And that's what we're all about in Tennessee. And I'll tell you, as taxpayers, we deserve that.
And House Speaker Beth Harwell says the largest expenditure in state government goes to education. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.